Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so join those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, we go back to Bile, listening in New Jersey. Bile, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you've filed a lawsuit against the federal government, as I understand it, regarding their arresting you for using a video camera out in front of their federal court building in a what is an ostensibly public place. What did I get anything wrong there? What do you have to tell about the what happened and what's happening now?
Okay, so this has been ongoing since October. I've been involved since early November of 2009. And so after I was arrested, I contacted the New York Civil Liberties Union, asked them if they were interested in doing anything with this, and they were. And so since then, I've been working with them to first get the original charge dismissed, which it was about a couple weeks ago. Though I still don't have my memory card yet, from even though I was found, you know, or they completely dismissed it, I still yet to have my property back. But in addition, they wanted to move forward with a civil lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security, the Federal Protection Service, the arresting officer Clifford Barnes, and some unknown officer. And that was filed this morning in the, I think, the same courthouse that
now,
I was arrested.
Now, did you hire an attorney to do this? I mean, how did you go about that?
No, the NYCLU, one of their divisions, is interested in photography rights. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the rights of the press and free speech. And so they had incidents of people being arrested under this same regulation before. And I guess my case was neutral enough with enough evidence that they felt that they could go forward with it.
Plus, you are willing to go forward. That's another important part, is that you actually have to have a victim who's willing to go ahead and go through all of this.
Right. Yeah. So originally it was supposed to be two people on this lawsuit, myself and another, but for some reason the other guy has been dropped or left. I didn't ask questions. But
so the suit is filed in, it's a federal lawsuit. Any idea what this is going to cost the NYCLU?
No idea.
Okay.
No,
but it's not going to cost you anything but your time, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, at some point it was just filed today so that, it'll, you know, go through the system. It'll get a judge and then eventually get a court date and we'll go. I don't think they asked for a, jury trial because really there's no facts that we're arguing here. Everyone agrees what happened. It's just, you know, arguing whether or not what happened was legitimate or not.
So what do you hope to see happen out of this?
Well, the primary thing that we're asking for is an injunction against, you know, the DHS and federal employees from enforcing this.
So basically to have the court order these bureaucrats to stop arresting people with video cameras who are out in front of the federal courthouse.
Pretty much, yeah. Or anywhere that this applies.
Are you hoping to get some sort of a settlement for your wasted time or anything like that?
Well, there's a minor component of the lawsuit is a compensation for false arrest, but that's the least important aspect of the whole thing.
Right, because they did drop the charge, which is very unusual. I mean, up here, normally when they arrest somebody on some nonsense, they go ahead and convict them because they
especially spend... once they're in jail, especially if they serve time in jail. They I've lost track of how many times they found them guilty and decided to punish them with the exact amount of time they had already served.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. They had to justify what they had done so that they wouldn't look ridiculous.
Did you end up being taken to a cell that day, Bile? I don't recall the details.
No, I wasn't. I had not brought any ID with me, and if I had my fake Free Talk Live press pass with me, And if it wasn't for the fact that the arresting officer accepted that as proof of ID, which all the information on it was legitimate, but I had left all my other ID at work when I went there, I would have been taken downtown and probably held overnight while they did fingerprints and tried to figure out who I was. Hmm. But I was let go on the spot after 30 minutes or so.
So I mean, what do you think your chances are, realistic?
I have no idea. Some people think it's a slam dunk, it seems, and other people think it's pretty straightforward and that something will happen, but they don't know if exactly what's asked for will, you know, a full injunction. Because that's sort of asking for something rather large. Judges don't want to go and tell the executive branch that they can't enforce something. So there's big hurdle to go over, but some people think that it's got a good chance. If for any other reason, tie up the courts, and it's a learning experience.
Certainly will be that. There's no doubt about it. I can't say that I would have my hopes up too high. I mean,
I can tell you one thing. When it comes to lawsuits, it's rare that you walk away, whew, got everything I wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's not a common experience.
Plus, it's also rare for the, as you know, Bile, you know, it's rare for the government at any level to indict itself or to find itself liable or guilty of anything.
Especially at a lower level. The first shot, it seems unlikely. But, you know, I want it to happen. I just don't know.
Well, actually, you made some news today. It was actually in my show prep for tonight to talk about this, and I'm glad you you decided to call in and tell us about it personally. You made the New York Daily News, so some of the big old media folks are picking up the story, right?
Yeah, if you go to my blog, blogofbile.com, I've got a post, the top one right now, sort of a list of different places I found it. So New York Times, Forbes, Reason, Huffington Post, CBS, AP, MSNBC, Washington Post, Washington Examiner. So it's getting picked up around. I mean, mostly it's AP, you know, just replicated, but it's out there.
Good luck, and let us know what happens, will you?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Bile. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves as we continue here. Let's talk to Anthony in Florida on the AMP lines. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
I had a story for you.
Okay.
We had a undercover vehicle come in front of our house tonight, just like at about 8 o'clock. Had someone pulled over, and I was just thinking, isn't that entrapment?
I don't know. I mean, obviously they're getting away with it, so it doesn't seem like, you know, entrapment's one of their words, Anthony.
Yeah.
they get to define what entrapment is.
Well, you know, right. You know what I mean.
Sure, sure. I see what you're saying. Basically, they're lurking about, and they're trying to catch people and doing things that they might not otherwise do if they knew if there was a cop car around.
My take on entrapment is when they try to coax you into doing something themselves, like they have an undercover agent or something. Basically, try to get you to sell some drugs or to buy some drugs from them.
They do that too, though.
And yeah, they do that. In fact,
it's one of those things where it's not stealing when they do it, and it's not entrapment when they do it.
Yeah, I just felt like that was something that needed to be told right away before I forget it.
Very
know?
Good, Anthony. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Jeremy's in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I'm sober this time.
All right.
No bells and whistles, okay?
What's on your mind tonight?
Glasses, pouring liquid.
Yeah.
You guys got a great sense of humor, man. That's what I love about you guys.
Really? All right. I'll take it where I can get it.
So what's
on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to talk about the SPLLC list.
Southern
Poverty Law Center.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this. And I heard that we did not make the list.
Yeah.
Where can we find it? Mark, we'll try to pull it up here in a moment, and we'll put you on hold, Jeremy. We'll bring it back. The Southern Poverty Law Center list of bad anti-government people? We'll find out. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They are free, so enjoy those. And they include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, and get them free, freetalklive.com. Critical thinking question. First, imagine you live in an area controlled by a violent gang. What if you started using words like we and us when discussing the gang and their activities? Even though you weren't in the gang, no one in the gang knew or cared about you, and a lot of the gang's activities actually hurt you and your family. Would this kind of thinking eventually lead to sympathy for the gang's activities or resistance to the idea that the gang was even doing anything wrong? What if a violent gang was able to develop a 12-year indoctrination system that encouraged this kind of thinking? What if a violent gang already did? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education and the worship of violent gangs. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com as we go back to Jeremy listening in Alaska. Jeremy, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're calling about the Southern Poverty Law Center list of, what is it now exactly?
Well, it's like a Patriot hit list, I guess, is what I'd like to call it. That's what Chuck Baldwin called it, so I'll stick with that. Seems kind of like they went backwards a little bit because Ron Paul is last on the list, whereas he has the most followers and, you know, fans and
was
whatnot.
It, are you sure it was ordered in any particular fashion?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm just, you know, most things go from one down. You know, maybe they're doing the reverse.
Hard to argue
psychology
with
that. Or something. But anyway, my commander of the militia I joined recently, he even made the list, Norm Olson. Judge Napolitano was on the list.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Free Talk Live, nowhere to be found.
We did not make it. AnarchyInYourHead.com was not there. Dale was not on the list either.
Well, that's what I was wondering, why you guys weren't on there. I mean, because obviously you guys are violent political dissidents.
Well, yeah, we're not violent. And
I know
think
that.
And the list isn't necessarily a
neither is that, from what I can tell, anybody that's on the list that I've ever heard.
He was being sarcastic.
There are a lot of names on the list, many of them I'm not familiar with. But of the names I am familiar with, I don't know them to be violent people.
Right, that's what I'm trying to say.
Right. Catherine Bleich is on there. We've had her on this program. Ron Paul is on the list. And as you mentioned, and Andrew Napolitano, all three of those folks we've had on the air on this show, and I've never heard any of them explicitly advocating
violence. I've done some research on this today, and I found out that the Southern Poverty Law Center gets like millions of dollars every year from Homeland Security to do these kind of things.
Mm.
And I guess we're paying for it.
If you're looking for violent political dissidents, you can find a lot of that with whoever is losing at the time. Just
within
amongst
the
mainstream.
You can find that within the Fed. They've been.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, look at mainstream politics and look at a lot of the people. When people were really angry at Bush, there was a lot of the talk of how we needed to violently take back the government and so forth. And then now you've got the same sort of thing coming out of people that are just anti-Obama. Whoever's losing at the time, you'll hear. You know, there's going to be a fair chunk of people that are so upset that they're talking violence.
I think that it would be inaccurate to say that the right wing isn't a little more testosterone driven than the left wing. I mean, that's just that's my take on it. I think that that's accurate. I think that it is Pollyanna-ish.
But I see both.
To say that the left wing doesn't practice that, but I say it's kind of like a 60-40 split. They'd like to paint it like it's a 95-5 split or something like that. But
I can't remember the original. I think they called them the Patriots or something. The Patriot something on the website at the SPLC, but
yeah,
they gave a.
Go ahead.
They gave a brief article on each one, and they just made every one of them out to be complete scum of the earth or something.
I don't know about that. I was looking at the one for Catherine Bleich. She doesn't really say anything too nasty about her. I thank you for the call tonight, Jeremy. 800-259-9231 is the number. I'll just read their intro here. It's over at splcenter.org. The title of the publication is called Meet the Patriots. And they put patriots in quotes. In the last year and a half, militias in the larger anti-government patriot movement have exploded, accompanied by the rapid expansion of other sectors of the radical right. This spectacular growth is the result of several factors, including anger over major political, demographic, and economic changes in America, along with the popularization of radical ideas and conspiracy theories by ostensibly mainstream politicians and media commentators. Although the resurgence of the so-called patriots, people who generally believe that the federal government is an evil entity that is engaged in a secret conspiracy to impose martial law, herd those who resist into concentration camps and force the United States into a socialistic New World Order, also has been propelled by people who are key players in the first wave of the patriot movement in the mid-1990s, and there are also a large number of new players. What follows are profiles of 35 individuals at the heart of the resurgent movement. Now, if we go back here a moment and we look at their definition of what they believe a patriot is,
Free Talk Live doesn't really qualify.
No, we don't really. I mean, the federal government is an evil entity that is engaged in a secret conspiracy to impose martial law. Well, I think government...
I'll take the first part of that.
Yeah, I think government in general, not just the federal government, but all governments are based in evil because...
However, we would like to see secession, so essentially we'd be trading the large evil organization for a smaller one.
But at the same time, as we mentioned last night on this program, I don't believe that the people involved are evil. I think that they are doing what they feel is right. I think they're doing what they feel is good for their vision of society. I don't believe they're
mostly
approaching it.
I think there are people who are I mean, there are certainly people out there that are, I think, are manipulating things just for their personal benefit and just have, you know, but I think everyone has their justifications, you know.
But are they evil? I mean, are those people evil?
I won't use that word. No, I mean, I don't even use the word immoral anymore.
Oh, I don't know about evil. I think that evil might be defined as doing what you think is right, and, you know, allowing the means to justify the ends. Do you understand?
I would agree with you, but I don't think any of them
believed he was doing the best thing for the world by gassing Jews.
But he didn't think he was evil.
Right. You don't have to think that you're evil to be evil. Yeah. You have to think that you're good evil.
Largely they think they're doing the right thing. They have their, you know, I think and I think almost inevitably there's just a justification process, and some people just have a more elaborate or a better justification process than others. And certainly elaborate isn't necessarily better, of course. I think a fair number of people are just, you know, manipulative.
Hurting those who resist into concentration camps and forcing the United States into a socialistic New World Order. Well, first of all, I think the socialism's already here and it's been here for a long time.
And it's only going to grow.
I'm not a real fan of the concept of the New World Order. I think that's just kind of a buzzword. And hurting those who resist into concentration camps. There's a lot of paranoia out there about that, but I don't know if I'm a subscriber to that either. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and I certainly don't consider myself a patriot. I'm somebody who believes in the voluntary society and abolishing the federal government. So, more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 22nd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,144.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,175.24, $587.62 for the half ounce, and $293.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,175.24, $587.62, and $293.81.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Our website features things like the listening options. We've got listen lines. We've got live streams. Our webcams all free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
If you've tried to lose weight before and you have a tough time with it, diets don't work for you, not big into exercise, try Lumathin Plus. I've been using Lumathin Plus for 6-8 weeks now, and I've been losing weight all along the way. Wow, I just recently quit smoking. It's LumathinPlus.com. Works for me, and I think it'll work for you. It doesn't give you those jitters. I can't handle stimulants. And I think it'll work for most people. LumathinPlus.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231 as we continue discussing. We had Jeremy call in about this SPL Center, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and their report, Meet the Patriots, which didn't have Free Talk Live listed and had all these other people listed. And I think as we're discussing here, and it didn't mention Dale from Anarchy in Your Head, I think it's because we just aren't patriotic enough. I mean, we're not in that patriot movement. We're not trying to restore the republic. There's the guy from Restore the Republic. I heard him on Ernie Hancock's show earlier. I think it was earlier today or yesterday, which is now airing, by the way, on the Liberty Radio Network from 5 to 7 Eastern before our program. At LibertyRadioNetwork.com. But so, I mean, we're close. We're close with to this circle of people that they're talking about here. And who knows, maybe we'll make the list some year. But we don't really have the same exact beliefs as many of these folks. I really don't want to see the republic restored. I don't want to see anything restored in the federal government. I want to see it go away. I want people to ignore it.
Really, yeah, I don't even really want the government to go away. I want it to just stop being violent.
Well,
and that means they have to allow that they have to allow other entities to do what they're doing and compete against them and not be violent against them for that. So
effectively, them turning into a voluntary organization is effectively the government as we know it going away.
Yes, I mean exactly the way most people picture government is the very specific nature of it is that it's violent, and so yes, that would have to go away.
So we share a lot in common with some of these folks on this list here, but I think that maybe also our vision of peace, as we were discussing earlier tonight, and coming from a place of love rather than anger is one of the things that sets us apart from a lot of the people on this list. Again, I don't know even who many of these folks are, but there's certain angry talk show hosts on this list. And maybe there's just certain fundamental concepts that we have on this program that separate us from that. Or maybe we just got lucky and we didn't get put on the list. Or maybe we would be lucky if we were put on the list because it may probably increase our web hits.
What's this Southern Poverty Law Center all about? I thought they were about combating racism.
It says here they fight hate, teach tolerance, and seek justice.
It sounds like an expanded purview. I mean, they used to be about racism.
I don't know.
Are they basically just pushing a liberal agenda and they're going after conservatives?
Yes.
So we're not. But that's just it. Maybe we're not coming across as conservatives per se. I mean, we're certainly not out shouting out for the Republicans.
Do they have the Earth First crew on there, or do they have the radical PETA people, Animal Liberation Front?
I don't think so.
So they're a bunch of stinking hypocrites. I mean,
call themselves patriots? ALS.
What does the
Southern Poverty Law Center?
Southern Poverty Law Center. Tell me their mission statement again.
Oh, I was looking at the top of the website. All it says is fighting hate, teaching tolerance, seeking justice.
Okay, so I'm asking you, do they have a list of the Earth First people?
Hateful people.
Right. I mean, these are organizations that use violence, destruction, vandalism.
That's a great point.
You know, they've harmed people and destroyed a great deal of property in their pursuits of basically driving us back into caves and making us vegetarians.
Eco-terrorists.
I don't know, Mark. I mean, I haven't been through their website.
I haven't either, but I suspect these people are a bunch of stinking hypocrites. That's all. That's the feeling I get.
Well, by the way, though, one of my producers points out that in one of the descriptions for Andrew Napolitano, they do mention the 2010 New Hampshire Liberty Forum saying, quote, "It seems the TV judge is vying to become a fixture on the far-right lecture circuit. He was also scheduled to address the 2010 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, a gathering of self-described pro-liberty activists who are striving to cut the size and scope of government by about two-thirds or more." So where the hate and the intolerance is there, is it that we're supposed to tolerate the aggression of the state? Is that the idea?
These people believe, people like this believe that the government does good things.
You call them raging hypocrites, but I mean, that's the nature of politics. I mean, there's always that in it. I mean, any organization that's pushing a certain political agenda and they're full of hypocrisy. They're very judgmental of their opponents and very apologetic for their side.
When I hear Andrew,
this sounds pretty typical to me. It just sounds like they have a liberal agenda and they're just using really hyped up rhetoric to describe the people they see as their opponents.
Yeah, and it's getting a lot of play
to their agenda.
It's getting a lot of play this list.
It's getting play from the people that made the list and people like us. It's not getting play from major mainstream media.
You don't think? Okay.
Yeah, who cares what the Southern Poverty Law Center says? I mean, I don't know. This doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, when I look at Andrew Napolitano, I don't think far right. They're talking about people who are far right here. They use the term far right. I was watching a recent episode.
I don't think of that with Ron Paul either.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at a recent episode of Stossel, but I think Andrew Napolitano is even more radical than Ron Paul. And I didn't know really what to think about the guy a year ago or whenever we had him on the show, or it was a long time. It was sometime in 2009 we had him on the program. I kind of thought he was of the Ron Paul ilk, or that particular mold, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ron Paul certainly still has some issues that I disagree with him on, specifically immigration.
More like a few, not some.
And he doesn't really want to shut down the military. Andrew Napolitano actually said on the John Stossel's new program, one of the more recent episodes called "What Is a Libertarian?" I was shocked to hear somebody who's been a judge in their system basically say, and I'm paraphrasing, that he thought the military – he thought it was a he basically said that he thought the military did not need to be run by the government, that he essentially advocated for the abolition of the government. He said, why do we presume it needs to be run by the government or that we need to have it at all? He actually said that on national television, and I thought, we've got to have him back. Oh, a man after my own heart.
I've heard from a couple of different sources, people very saying with great confidence that he's a closet anarchist. I don't know about that.
I was shocked. I did not expect to hear that from him because I thought he was kind of still of the more political side and, you know, trying to stay
safe.
That's
what I assume, too. I don't know. I didn't actually go to his speech. I heard I should have gone. I don't know.
He was one of the more radical-sounding people on that particular program. So kudos to him. And I also heard recently that his show, Freedom Watch. Freedom Watch over on Fox, which was an internet program, has been promoted, and they're going to put him on television. They're going to put him on the Fox Business Network, which is the same network that John Stossel's show is on. So Freedom Watch has been
– Fox Business will be their Fox's Liberty channel.
It's looking that way.
That movement has legs these days, and Fox is nothing but about the advertising dollar.
If they're out for ratings, which they ought to be as a business, then that's probably a good thing to go for.
So maybe we'll reach out to him. I'll talk to his producer, see if we can get him back on the show, talk about how his show is getting promoted. That'll be the excuse to have him on, and then – you know, we'll see how radical he is these days. Because I was really pleased by what he had to say, and it was an uncomfortable episode for me. The Stossel show about what is a libertarian, because they brought on these so-called libertarians, you know, the people that like to use the term to make themselves seem different from conservatives, but they're not really that different. That was uncomfortable watching those people try to talk as though they were libertarians. But luckily they brought on, again, Andrew Napolitano and Wendy McElroy, who is a very principled lady from what I can tell. And I haven't had too much experience with her, but she's the founder of iFeminists, and she was there. So she did a real good job as well. So it ended up turning out to be a really good episode of Stossel. Highly recommend that show, by the way. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. There is enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get amp, get access to bonus things like our amp-only call-in lines, our forum, amp-only podcast, which is commercial-free, and more. All at amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, if you are listening online, you can stick around as soon as the radio show is over here, because we're going to stick around and continue doing an extended edition of the program, and we'll take your calls as we usually do in that particular time frame, but we're going to talk about some silly objections and some disturbing objections to the Free State Project after we get off the radio show here tonight. So if you're on the internet stream, stick around. All right, we continue with your phone calls. Andrew's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Greetings.
Hey there.
You guys were earlier talking about background checks, and that's something I know a little bit about, working for a government agency and having gone through background checks myself before.
Okay, tell us about it.
Essentially, the gentleman called up saying that he had an arrest or a conviction from about 14 years ago, and he was finding it difficult to get a job because of it. I would say in that situation, the easiest way to do it is, unfortunately, it's going to cost some money, but paying the state in which he got convicted some money to get the conviction annulled, and then it goes away.
I've looked at this annulment stuff, and you can get an expungement from a judge if you haven't been convicted. And in his case, that was a true statement, so he might be able to work through the expungement process. And I think an annulment is probably something similar. I thought that had to do with marriages.
Do you have to pay for this process?
Yes, and it all depends on state to state. I know that in New Hampshire, there are different time frames, and some crimes you can't actually get annulments for, and some you have to wait longer than others. But essentially, you pay a couple hundred dollars. Some places it's upwards of $1,000. But essentially, that's paying for, quote unquote, the state bureaucrats to do a investigation to see what things that they can find about you, see if you've gotten into any trouble, how long it's been, as long as you can, make a good case for why you should get annulled. In states like New Hampshire, it's fairly easy to get an annulment if you haven't done anything, in the near future, in the recent past, or things that are similar to what you were convicted for.
So an annulment, it doesn't clear your – what is it exactly again?
It just gets rid of it.
It does clear your record.
It clears it like it never happened.
That's pretty sweet. So basically what you're saying is the money-hungry state will take cash from you and they'll just clear your criminal record as long as you haven't done anything within a certain period of time?
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Especially people who've been convicted of, say, drug offenses at college, you know, say they, possessed a small amount of marijuana and, you know, it was during college and, you know, now
they want to run for office.
Yeah, they want to run for office.
I think that's amazing. I mean, they try to make a big deal about this criminal record and how important it is, but yet if you've got enough money, you can just have stuff expunged from it, is what you're saying. I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the state in which you're from and what you've been convicted of.
Where would you go for this? What bureaucracy would you, if you wanted to do this, where would you go?
I know in New Hampshire, you would go, I believe it's the Superior Court, but on the state court website, they have a little thing, a little section about it, and you fill out a form and you tell them, you know, why you want the annulment, and you give them the money, and you basically declare, you know, any criminal convictions or arrests or anything that you've had, and then, you know, it takes a while, and then they send out letters to all the different places in which you were convicted or arrested from, asking for information about it, and any objections that they have to the annulment, and then, you know.
You can only do it within the state, right? So you would only be able to have the state of New Hampshire wipe out any state of New Hampshire criminal convictions if you were in a different state. You know, if you're in California or this other political designation, then you'd have to have them do their thing. What are the odds that that will propagate to, for instance, the FBI? I mean, so a lot of these criminal background checks are going through some other service provider. What are the odds that the bureaucrats are actually going to successfully remove your information from being able to be accessible?
Right. Well, what happens is the same thing that happens when you get arrested. You get fingerprinted. Your fingerprints get sent to the FBI, and then when you're convicted, they send a form down to the FBI that says, this person was convicted, or this person wasn't convicted, and then the information just sits there. It's the same with the expungement or the annulment. They send down a form saying, wipe these records, and then the FBI wipes the records.
I guess what would really suck is that's great if that's how it's supposed to work, but we all know how bureaucrats can be. It sure would suck if somebody went and paid $1,000 or hundreds of dollars
I'd say you're probably talking more than $1,000.
Well, he said it was a few hundred here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but you've got to get a lawyer to do it, right?
Do you have to get a lawyer for this, Andrew?
You don't have to. I mean, depending on the seriousness and how involved you have been with the state court system, you know, it might be worth your while, or depending on the state, if they're more specific and stringent on their requirements. But
I mean, if your intention is to get this stuff off your record so you can get a job, so you can make money, then theoretically it might be worthwhile to go through for our earlier caller. But on the other hand, if he's got to have the money to do it
because he needs a job.
Yeah. Right. If he ends up spending all this money in order to go and do it and then finds out that it didn't propagate and the whatever company or the FBI or whoever it is that the company he's trying to get a job from contracts with in order to get the background check run finds out this stuff is still there. So he's paid all this money and all this time. And I just wonder how effective this process really is. I've never heard of it. That doesn't mean that it's not used fairly often, but it's news to me, and maybe it's worth a try, depending on the cost.
And it doesn't get rid of anything that's been in the media, anything online.
Yeah.
And the one exception to the annulment process that the U.S. Supreme Court has held is the actual record of the arrest by the agency that originally arrested you doesn't have to disappear, so that in their records, they can have that they arrested so-and-so on this date and time, and that'll still stay there. So it'll still, you know, if someone knew where to look, they could say, oh, well, we know he was arrested. We don't know what for, but that doesn't have to get taken care of. So,
Andrew, I want to thank you for sharing that tonight. Anything else on your mind?
No, I just wanted to land-based Mark for being hard on you for your registering to vote. I think it's kind of I think it's kind of short-sighted to say that the bureaucrats in Keene were actually following the law, because they weren't, because I've done the research on it. And it's completely correct what you said, Ian, about the fact that all you have to do is tell them that you live within the political designation, you know, known as the ward, and you have to assert your identity to them, which they already knew because they recognized you,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that you are a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, well, I didn't
say that they were following the law. I'm just saying that he was being silly if he, you know, and he wasn't.
Silly for not obeying all of their diktats is what you're saying.
You know,
even
really
though their diktats are illegal by their own rules.
If you really wanted to vote, man, you'd have gone out and voted.
No, I don't really want to vote bad enough to obey all of their arbitrary rules, which, as Andrew just told you, they're breaking their own rules.
And who's going to stop
still
them?
Defend
what
them.
Are you going to do? What
you
have you
still
done about
defend
it?
Them.
What have you? I'm not defending them for anything. I'm telling you, when you deal with tigers, man, expect to deal with tigers. These people are violent, dangerous organization that doesn't mm-hmm. have to follow their own
so don't
rules.
Give me a hard time because I don't jump through all the tigers rules in their hoops.
I just don't want you to act like, oh my god, I can't believe this happened. I mean, come on, you know how they are.
Well, I mean, don't you think it's good that he publicized it and used the radio show to talk about it and then put out videos?
I don't
on
think
it
people care.
You know?
I don't think that people care that if you decide to claim that you are homeless because you had some little dissertation with your girlfriend about having gotten kicked out of the house that day. I'm not homeless. See, I'm not in my home. I don't think that people care about those kind of theatrics. No, I don't think that does anything for anyone.
You don't think people care that they denied me the so-called right to vote?
No, people understand that you would have had your right to vote if you would have told them where you live.
Well, no, it's either a right or it's not a right. You either have the right to vote or you don't, and clearly you don't if the bureaucrats decide you don't.
You don't have to tell them an address, and you know, you tell them you're in the war, that's the law, so that's all you should have to do.
Andrew, thanks for the call. Glad you appreciated it. And clearly, Mark, you're wrong, because people like Andrew care.
That's right. Argumentum ad populum.
There are more. I'm not making that argument. You were the one that was. There's more coming up here for the Internet listeners. Radio listeners, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.